Our story today is called The Power of One. As a blogger, Stacy Philpott spends a good amount of time online, so she decided to take a little break from Facebook. But then a friend sent her an urgent text about a post that Stacy wouldn't want to miss. The post showed a boy standing alone at the flagpole praying as part of See You at the Pole Day. This yearly event encourages students everywhere to gather at their school's flagpole and pray for their school, friends, families, churches, and communities. Usually the event draws a crowd, but Mineola High School in 2017 found only one young man turning up. The brave boy stood all alone, praying by himself. A passerby was so touched they snapped a photo and posted it to Facebook, saying, "I commend the young man that stood alone at Lake Mineola High School's See You at the Pole Day. I welled up with tears, happy tears, proud tears. Honestly, I didn't know that it was going on today until after I left and heard about it on the radio. Please take a moment today to pray for our children, school, teachers, and administrators. Pray for protection over them, guidance, wisdom, and a wonderfully blessed year." Comments poured in, praising this young man for his courage and his parents for instilling such good values. Even folks who professed no faith commended this boy for standing up for his. At first, Stacy couldn't understand why her friend insisted that she break her Facebook hiatus for this picture of a boy standing alone at the flagpole. Then she realized she recognized the boy everyone was talking about. It was her son. The little boy had rocked to sleep in blue airplane pajamas when he was sick. The toddler who loved Elmo and couldn't go to sleep without holding his VeggieTales characters in his hands had captured the attention of our community by standing alone, by doing everything we'd ever taught him, everything we'd ever hoped he would do, said Stacy. I was completely undone. Stacy immediately texted her son Hayden and told him how proud she was of him. But what he revealed when he got home was even more incredible. Hayden was just as surprised on all the attention as his mom. He originally thought he'd just pray until someone else came along, but when no one else did, he asked God to use him. He told me with sheer amazement in his voice that as he stood alone and prayed, the cry of his heart had been, "God, as people drive by, let them wonder and let their hearts be pricked." And boy, did God answer his prayer. There are people out there that don't understand why we pray. They see it as wasted effort, but Hayden proved how powerful prayer truly is. And his proud mom says her son's story is a big reminder for us all. Whatever it is in your life, that as you're standing alone, God sees, He knows, and He can do big things. Joshua 1:9 reminds us, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.